regarding spiritual renewal. This is a private thing based upon people's faith, their religious convictions, and so forth. But basically, I suggest that families try to decide what is it that would renew them consistent with their own particular beliefs and traditions, such as family devotionals, where people pray together, where they might read scriptures together or other inspiring literature, discuss it. And you could do it in 10 minutes. In fact, for many years, we just had one single scripture while the people were eating breakfast that we would read and then discuss its meaning. We called that a family devotional. We found that that was effective and efficient. Sometimes they would pay attention, sometimes they wouldn't. We found later on in life that they would talk about the impact that those devotionals or those family meetings would have in ways that Sandra and I never believed had any effect at all, because they didn't seem to be listening at the time or paying any attention. Family meetings where you discuss values and the higher things of life, things that are above the physical, spiritual things, and to discuss the application in their lives. These are tremendously powerful ways of renewing a family and getting rooted spiritually. But also to try to create the sense of making a difference, of adding value to life, of making a contribution, so that out of personal mission statements and out of sharing experiences in an effort to make a difference, that this becomes spiritually renewing as well.